Agent Pete Euler offering good neighbor service, plus surprisingly great rates on auto insurance. Actually, if you were to contact Pete right now, you'd find you could have some of those surprisingly great rates and good neighbor service right away. As in, automatically. Give Pete Euler here in Emporia a call today. He thinks you'll be automatically happy you did. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVUN News Time 8:31, Newsmaker 2 Time here today. Marcy Shirk joining us with Emporia Christian School with the big pancake feed for the school coming up soon.
Marcy, good morning.
Hey, Marcy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. How are you today?
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Good. Glad to have you on. So the pancake feed's on the schedule November 6th. When is this going to be? Where is it going to be? And how much does it cost?
We are going to have our annual pancake feed at the Anderson Building at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Just like usual, we are doing this on Saturday, November 6th, and we are going to run from about 7 o'clock in the morning to noon. Tickets are $5, and then we're doing it drive-through style again this year just to kind of keep a little extra safe. However, we're offering a limited dine-in option so that people can come in, maybe eat their pancakes, and we do have our silent auction and vendor booths again this year, so people can look around at that.
Okay, so the craft show will be a part of the event again this year.
Yes, sir.
And that's become a big event, big part of this event, hasn't it?
It really has. The vendors are so gracious. They offer 20% of their sales to the Christian school as a donation. We don't charge them for their vendor booth fees. So if they make a great amount of money because people come out and shop, that's wonderful because that just means more money is donated to the Christian school. And if it just doesn't really work out for them this year, then they're not really losing anything either because they didn't have to pay a fee.
All right, so things start, at 7 and go until noon, is that correct?
Yes, sir, 7 until noon. Doors will open at 7.
All right, and how much are the tickets to the pancake breakfast?
Tickets are $5 again this year, and that'll get you 3 pancakes, 2 sausage links, and a drink. The pancake batter has been donated by IHOP again this year, so we're really thankful for that also, so you know it's going to be good pancakes.
Absolutely. Do you have any sense of just how many people you may wind up serving here for the pancake feed on the 6th?
Honestly, we had an amazing turnout last year. We served over 1,000 people, so I'm really hoping for over 1,000 again this year, and I'm planning for 1,500.
Outstanding. What does the money go for? I know it's gone for different projects in years past. What do you have it earmarked for this time around?
The Christian school is kind of an older building, and there are some updates that just need to be made. A majority of the classrooms have window air conditioning units, so I'm really kind of hoping that we can get some more permanent air conditioning installed because it gets very warm in the summertime and pretty chilly in the wintertime as well. So we're hoping to do some building updates in that way. And then we also have some fun things planned for the kids and for the families at the Christian school that we use the funds for.
And Marcy Shirk talking about the Emporia Christian School 28th Annual Pancake Feed and Craft Show coming up November 6th. Marcy, you mentioned a silent auction. Do you have a lot of great items that you'll be silent auctioning off?
We do. We have a nice list of items. Several local businesses have been very generous this year. We have packages from Nature's Paradise. We have packages from High Gear. We have packages from Radius. Several restaurants have donated gift certificates. Thomas Feltz has donated some of his services as well. So we have a wide variety of things for whatever you're looking for.
Okay, so November 6th, 7 to noon at the Fairgrounds Anderson Building. Remind folks how they can get their tickets.
If you would like tickets, you could find an Emporia Christian School student. They all have tickets in their hands, and they are willing to sell them to you. If you do not know of an Emporia Christian School student, you can call the school, and they will happily get you what you need.
I think that's 342-5353, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir, that's it.
All right, the Emporia Christian School. Well, Marcy, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me on.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Marcy Shirk, Emporia Christian School PTO President, previewing the school's big pancake feed, their 28th annual pancake feed and craft show and silent auction. coming up Saturday, November 6th. You can't beat a $5 deal for pancakes and sausage, can you? And a drink.
No. Not at all. So don't forget, too, that we've got our interviews coming up here that we've told you about here later this morning. Tomorrow, we've got the ESU Buzz at 8:20 here. That'll be coming up tomorrow morning. And then we'll be following that with our Newsmaker 2 at 8:40. That'll be our United Way at the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight with Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland. Alyssa Murphy will take that interview slot 8:40 tomorrow morning.
And our Buzz tomorrow, we'll be talking about a new collaboration between Newman Regional Health and Emporia State, and it's a big one.
It's impressive. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Going to be neat, so tune in for that. KVOE Live and Local, our Newsmaker 2, brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. 920 Commercial Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete to 342-6272.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know it can be a stressful process.